Welcome to the Cattleman's Corner. I'm Brian Hale, sitting in for the late Howard Hale, as we continue his legacy of speaking with cattlemen and women from around the globe. Yesterday, we left you with the beginning of a classic R.P. Smith poem. Let's get the rest of the story today.
It's often during good times that trails do divide. Wise men and fools through history have thought grass greener on the other side. She should have seen it coming, just from those magazines that he read, with their dog-eared pictured pages, but nothing was ever said. He was no different than many men in his worldly pursuit, and he drove away in his truck one day in search of forbidden fruit. Hell knows no fury like a woman scorned. Lord, have mercy on his soul, 'cause the fur hit the fan the day that her man came home with an Angus bull. I took the last of last year's open cows to the sale barn this week. I was surprised at the number of Hereford bulls that came through, but there's no question that the preferred hide color in this part of the world currently is black. Until the two red cows that were in my bunch outsold the black ones by $100 a head, which does not quite make up for the red steers that I sold last month that brought $200 a head less than their black brothers. When someone asked the cattle buyer that I was sitting next to why the two red cows had brought more than the black ones, his reply was, "Because it's an auction, and everybody sees things a little different." I guess that statement could be applied to just about every situation that we face.
A classic from R.P. Smith. Catch more at rpsmith.us.
That's going to do it for today's program, cattlemanscorner.com. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.